Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is WWJ All Local.
MDOT is moving orange barrels, but just for the holiday weekend. Nonetheless, it will help you get around maybe during the holiday weekend. Before you get too excited, though, let's check in with KT to find out what it means.
Well, they just added this to I-75, so driving up north for the weekend, your Holcomb Bridge closed over I-75, Belford Bridge closed over I-75, and at those places, at the bridges on I-75, there's shoulder and lane closures, plus I-75 both ways at Davisburg Road, there's a lane closures. And now, if you're heading west on I-96 out of town, I-96 westbound, Brighton to Lansing, you're construction-free. I-94 westbound, the work that that's in Chelsea. That's out of the way tomorrow, but you do have that construction as you make your way westbound through Jackson for the weekend. Your next full update, 7:08, coming up in the WWJ 24-Hour Traffic Center.
They usually pull the crews off the freeways as well, but what about on the local surface? I mean, what does it mean for just driving around Metro Detroit? Are they going to pull the barrels on construction zones locally?
No, you're still going to have all the work on Mound, all the work on Gratiot and Telegraph. They're just not going to add anything.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Emma. No, that's good. Good. Thank you. Appreciate it, KT. New information coming to light about the Lansing man. Police say carried out the mass shooting at Michigan State University in February. We get a live update from WWJ's Charlie Langton.
That's right, Mike. Good morning. The man accused in the MSU shooting, 43-year-old Anthony McRae, he watched YouTube videos about school shootings and documentaries about killers and arson. And that's part of the findings from the Michigan State University Police and Public Safety report. That report also showed that McRae apparently Google searched videos of the MSU campus tours, try to find out exactly what was going on in the campus at MSU. The police, they still believe that McRae acted alone during that February 13th, where he killed three students before killing himself. Now, McRae did have two legally purchased 2mm handguns and extra rounds of ammunition. Those guns apparently bought legally but not registered. Reporting live, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
It's called Operation We Will Find You. It's a joint effort between the U.S. Marshals Service, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, Oakland County Sheriff's Office, Michigan State Police, and the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Over a 10-week period, officials say the initiative recovered 25 missing children in Metro Detroit, with some found thousands of miles away, including in New Zealand. Many of the kids were victims of child exploitation, sexual abuse, or physical abuse. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has declared May as Missing Persons Awareness Month in Michigan. It's an effort to draw attention to the roughly 4,000 missing persons across the state and an estimated 94,000 active missing persons cases all across the country. To help family and friends find their loved ones, Michigan State Police officials are encouraging family and friends of missing persons to attend an event where they can provide tips on their cases and find helpful resources. Missing in Michigan 2023 is what the event is called. It will be held today, 1 to 4 this afternoon, at Madonna University in Livonia. It is free and open to the public. The end of the COVID-19 public health emergency may mean business as usual to many, but not all. Mark Smith is shareholder with Rhodes McKee and is reminding employers, be mindful that some workers still need special accommodations, which may mean working from home. However, a note from the internet may not be enough to justify remote working.
People sort of famously self-diagnose based on a Google search, and an employer doesn't have to accept that as proof that the employee is in need of an accommodation.
Smith also mentions employers need to be on alert for COVID-related harassment between employees for reasons like religious exemptions and wearing a mask in the workplace, which could be considered discrimination or creating a hostile work environment. On the Auto Beat, early numbers show car and truck sales picking up in the month of May.
Sales should be up about 8% over last May, which was hit hard by supply chain issues. The estimates from S&P Global Mobility, their analyst Chris Hobson, says it's a slow climb out.
This month's sales are treading along like we've seen in the two previous months, which means that we're at a level, not of equilibrium, but a delicate balance going on, and sales are continuing to progress.
The annual sales rate for May expected to be in the mid-14 millions. That is still well off of pre-pandemic levels. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Detroiters are about to have miles of new spaces to enjoy the outdoors.
The city has raised over $70 million to expand the Riverwalk and continue construction of the Joe Louis Greenway. Mark Wallace is president of the Detroit Riverfront Conservancy. He says the projects are transforming parts of Detroit that were once forgotten.
This is one of the most exciting moments I've ever experienced. I'm standing out here in a place that used to be a flooded out industrial zone, and I'm watching families walk by with kids in strollers. And just thinking about what we've learned on the Detroit Riverwalk, Detroit is best when people come together and share public spaces.
The city hopes to raise $350 million in total to finish the Greenway and keep building the Riverwalk. Luke Sloan, WWJ News Radio 950.
It's an event for veterans by veterans. Today, Oakland County Veterans Services is hosting a resource fair to serve all veterans, active duty, guard, and reserves, as well as their families, with a variety of resources, including career planning, health care, and transportation needs. Free food boxes will also be given away. The Oakland County Veterans Resource Fair will be held between 9 a.m. and noon at the Caustic Center on West 11 Mile Road in Farmington Hills. Recovery efforts are underway in Guam after Typhoon Mawar blew through the U.S. Pacific Territory. Members of the local Red Cross in Michigan are currently in California before hopping on a 14-hour flight to the island. Volunteer Kevin Vaughn from Marysville says they won't know the extent of the damage until they get to Guam.
Unfortunately, each deployment is a little bit different, and they all have their different individual characteristics. I guess there's going to be a lot of unknown in this particular one just because of the way the island is set up. And at this point, we really don't know our accessibility to the different areas.
If you're interested in donating to the recovery efforts in Guam, visit redcross.org or you can call 800-RED-CROSS.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8th, tune to AM 950. Follow WWJ on our Odyssey app or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.